Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Story Break. That's a writer's room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have about an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie, or in this case, a trailer for an awesome movie. I'm your host and thirsty boy, Freddie Wong.
Hey, I'm Will Campos. He's a screenwriter.
He's a screenwriter.
Yeah. All right. It's because Freddie was like, that's a podcast where three guys do this. So I'm Will Campos. That's a screenwriter.
Hi, I'm Matt Dent.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm a toad, first and foremost, and a writer and director, second. That sounds a little bit like Mickey. Oh, boy.
What if Mickey got the crown? This week, the internet sensation that swept the internet last week.
2 weeks ago or
two
something.
2 weeks ago. We're late to the party. Listen, fashionably late, one might even say. Let's get a little primer on what the heck Bowsette is for the folks
Matt,
at home.
Explain to my dad what Bowsette is.
Oh, that's tough. So there's this game, New Super Mario Brothers, that's being re-released on the Wii U, and in the Nintendo Direct...
Oh, boy.
You've already lost
my dad.
In the Nintendo Direct, they showed a new power-up. So if you remember Mario, you got all these power-ups, like you get a mushroom and you get big, you get a flower power, and you get a flower and you shoot fire now. So there's a new character, Toad... And there's a new power up.
Toadette.
And there's a new power up.
Toadette's not a new character. Continue.
No, she's new for this game. So Toadette is a new character. She's a little girl Toad. And there's a new power up called the Power Crown.
And Toads are ageless, right? You don't quite know like how old they are.
That was definitely important to mention that Toads don't age. So then there's a Power Crown. And when Toadette puts the Power Crown on, she turns into Peachette, which is essentially Princess Peach, but with a little Toad crown. And then Bowsette is the internet sensation.
Well, let's stop and talk about Peachette for a second. Because I feel like you have to really understand Peachette to really understand why Bowsette became a thing.
Okay.
So what fascinated people about Peachette is people were like, wait, because already the Mario universe makes
little
sense. It does not, you struggle to comprehend why there's humans and toads. Why are there people with mushroom heads called toads running around? Like, it's already like kind of a whole thing. So... with Peachette, like the idea was people were like, wait a second, what does this cap do?
Yeah.
Does this cap like turn a toad into a human? And then like she's like, is she a version of Peach that like is being turned back? Like it was very confusing.
All the other power ups have a sense of logic. Like a mushroom essentially you just get stronger.
Like
right?
A flower turns you into like a
sense.
But you're still Mario and you just got a new outfit. Even the Tanuki
still makes
you
no
don't
sense.
Become a raccoon. You're Mario with a raccoon outfit, right?
Yeah.
Metal Mario, you just become a metal Mario. Like they're all power ups to you. Mm-hmm. This one breaks all those fucking rules and you just turn into a new creature. So
in theory.
Because
then the other theory is it just turns you into a human version of yourself if you're a non human.
Yes. So that's probably that might be what it is.
So, right, so but we don't know. But so at any rate, people were like, well, wait a second.
What if I told you?
People were like, so wait a second. If this cap turns Toadette into Peachette, does it turn Bowser into Bowsette? Or basically like a Bowser-fied Peach, the same way that Toadette
a peach-flavored Bowser,
if you will. Peachette is like Peach with a little... toadstool hat.
Yes.
Like, is this like a sort of like Bowsered Peach or whatever?
So for two weeks, the internet took a much needed break from world politics and the Kavanaugh hearings and all sorts of stuff to look at pictures of Peach in sexy kind of more gothic looking clothing with horns. And that's essentially Bowsette.
So Bowsette is basically like if you took like again like so Peach has like the Bowser. It's like it's Bowser but like with Peach body now. Yeah. Like
see that's it's
and it's like that Bowser tood, right? Like that swaggery. So here's something that else I think
that's swaggery this, mischief.
That's swaggery like or mischief.
Yeah.
It's like that Bowser attitude, but like in but like meets like the princess glam kind of thing. So you get this very fun character who's like a villainous princess, and it's Bowser again. But it's like still people kind of like people just refer to her as Bowsette. Like no one is saying like this is Bowser who's taken on the disguise of Peach. Like this new character.
Yeah.
So anyway, people have been doing a lot of fun fan art. Like originally this came from
fun
like
is an interesting adjective that you've picked.
The original
comic is very fun. So it's like Peach rejecting Mario and Bowser at the wedding from Super Mario Galaxy, and then like Bowser has the little crown and turns himself into Bowsette, and now Mario and Bowsette are dating.
Our thing, and then everyone on the Mario tennis court is like, whoa!
Yeah.
And then from there, we have a 68,000 user, as of this moment, subreddit for Bowsette. You can, by the way, when you're on it, you say you're bowsing the sub.
Here's
They've also done this with other characters.
So here's my question.
Including Boo.
Wait. I want to bring up a core con, because this
was started, by the way. We started a minute ago.
This was interesting to how you two responded to it, which maybe I don't know what the real internet's response is, but you both speak to it in terms of like Bowser getting the chance to like let his hair down and become Bowsette. But like, I definitely saw it as the other way.
What
like
mean?
When I first saw it, I saw it as like Peach, who's usually prim and proper, got to go and embrace her dark side. And I don't know which version of the...
I'm pretty sure our version is the right
but
one.
But Peach still exists.
Yeah, Peach is still there.
Yeah.
Hardworking Peach, who has to deal with everyone else's bullshit in the Mushroom Kingdom, is still doing her job, and now there's just someone kind of impersonating her running around, right? Isn't that the thing?
No, that makes sense. No, that's definitely the way, because again, I did not dig deep until today. I just saw the picture. So I just assumed, well, I was like, oh, that's cool. Peach gets to have some fun.
Here is what I think this taps into in terms of the Mario lore, is that for a long time, my sister has demanded there's a Wario, there's a Waluigi.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a Wa-Peach? Why isn't there a Rad?
That's
fun?
True. This is it. This is Wa-Peach.
This is Wa-Peach. Like, why isn't there a Rad, fun,
Marcy
badass,
called
evil
this out.
Princess?
Wow, did she call this one out?
Yeah, so she was demanding this for
a while.
Have
you talked to her about this?
No, I haven't, but I'm sure she is all about Bowsette. So here's my question to you guys. Why are we doing this?
Because it's...
What is the movie?
Because we're 79 episodes into this, and at this point, we've done every movie known to man.
All right, I want to unpack a couple of things here. First of all, I want to say that in the original Peach Bowsette drawing, Bowsette is not this voluptuous character.
No, but that... No.
That's kind of what the internet has taken and run with.
So look, this... What I like is that you got this MacGuffin. From this concept, we already have this MacGuffin right away.
Yeah.
We got this Power Crown. This Power Crown is something, right? I think the movie's got to center around what this thing does.
Yeah, the object. Yeah, the thing.
Yes. And this Power Crown, let's just decide
there's only
the lore.
Because there's one. There's only one of them. And very clearly, Bowser loves this Power Crown, right? All the depictions of this, it's like he is more than happy to be occupying, you know, sort of the crown and all the stuff around it. So it does feel like it's like he gets it, he loses it.
Okay. Here's a structure. I can see this already as a fable. Okay, this is good. Because the Power Crown needs to do two things. Mm-hmm. It needs to do something that's important to Mushroom Kingdom. It is like, right? It is like
some function.
Yeah, it's the cure for the plague. It's something important that they
need. The mushroom plague.
Bear with me.
I got
it's
you.
Something important. Bowser wants it because it's the important thing. It's powerful. It's the MacGuffin. Bowser gets it, but unknowingly, but the result of getting it is he turns into Bowsette. And then he has this, so now it's popular and cool, and he gets put into the court and all this stuff. And at the end, what you're going to have this moment is, in order to do the right thing, he's going to have to give up his new form of Bowsette to do what's right.
Now, what I'm worried about there is that it's because, you know, again, there's a bit of Bowser being male, Bowsette being female. Are you saying unwittingly that it's like, hey, don't worry about being trans. The goal at the end is to just change back to what you used to be and be happy with that. Do you know what I mean? That's not what we want to say.
All right. Real talk. I'm putting the light on. We're throwing the flag on the play. This is three straight dudes with limited experience talking about this stuff. So apologies to any and everyone for the stuff we get wrong. We're trying our best. We're well intentioned and happy to listen to criticism.
And also, I'm reminded by a very good tweet that said the closest that you can feel to being a ghost is when people on the podcast don't know the answer to something and they're talking about and you're just screaming
tweet.
At it.
Okay. I think there's inherently something. I think part of the reason this is fun is because it is a little bit LGBT. It is a little bit, I don't know if queer is the right word, but like that there is, I look at this, I'm like, this is a trans character. Like there is something I react to it that way in the sense that like when I look at Bowsette, like what I think is really fun about Bowsette is I'm like, Bowser finally found herself. Like I see this, the Bowser was unhappy and now he's happy. He's living or she's happy, I guess, living her best life as Bowsette. And it is like, even I find the reaction that no one is calling Bowsette like Bowser in a woman's body. Like no one is making that argument. It's just Bowsette. Even though like when everyone, like the conceit is that Bowser puts this thing on and turns into Bowsette, right?
Yes.
Right. But it is like, it's almost like to call Bowsette Bowser is like dead naming Bowsette.
Interesting.
Like,
yes.
Interesting. That's my reaction to it. Like I don't like the, like in terms
no,
of
I
like intuitively,
that...
like what I see there and with that character and like what to me when I look at it, what makes me smile is this like, is you had like Bowser who is like the crankiest, most miserable son of a bitch in the fucking Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, goes through this transformation and is like living life and she's in charge and she's, you know, confident in her body. And like, I think that's so fun and so wonderful. And I don't know, like that to me is the inherent joy of the character.
What if the ending then is, what if the ending is this? What if the ending is like, let's say the crown has some function in the Mushroom Kingdom and it's important for reasons, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the ending is Bowser's just like, hey, fuck y'all. This is me. You figure it out. And then just keeps it and then starts her own kingdom. You know what I mean? Like maybe it's that. Maybe it's just like, you know what? It's your problem.
All right.
That
like,
you have a problem.
If you were going to do
it. You know what I mean?
So is Bowser becoming Bowsette? Is Bowsette the inside? Okay. What does Bowsette want? Let's just get, if we can, that is what the story is going to be about.
I'm
going to
take a shot. Okay. I'm going to take a shot. You do the power cap is like, it. Okay. Just bear with me. This is going against a lot of Mario lore. Like, the Bowsette cap, like, chooses the next Peach.
Okay. Okay. Like,
there must always be
like
a Peach
like
to
a
root.
Like a sorting hat.
It's like this, or like it's like Excalibur.
Excalibur, right? Yeah, like, okay. And, like, the hat, like, chooses the next princess of the kingdom to rule the kingdom, right?
Yeah.
And, like, the it chose Peach. And I don't know why they all look like Peach. Like, Peach was the original, like, the goddess of the land or whatever, and they all, figuring out the whys and wherefores of that or something. But then, so you would do, like, it's time for Peach to give up her reign and for the hat to choose that she's going to retire to a nice, you know, I'm going to retire and be a simple supermodel race car driver tennis pro. And it's time for someone else to lead the kingdom. And so then the hat goes up and starts flying around. And then we cut to Bowser, who's always wanted to rule, right? But what is that really about? It's about acceptance. It's about love. Like, you've always wanted to be loved. And everyone looks at you as this outcast, essentially.
Yeah.
And then the hat chooses Bowser and turns Bowser into Bowsette. And Bowsette is freaking the fuck out. And everyone is like, this is some fucking bullshit. This must have been Bowser pulling some dark magic.
Some weird thing
or something
that he
like
did.
That.
He got those warlocks, those turtle warlocks that he uses in Mario 3. Maybe they cast a spell on
this thing. Everyone's losing their damn minds about it. And then Bowser, or Bowsette rather, is like, at first, it's a hero's arc. And it's Bowsette learning to, you know, at first she's overjoyed to be, you know, to have this new body and to be fucking kicking ass and taking aim. But she's still like the same old, you know, roguish turtle. Underneath, like, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm gonna remake this fucking kingdom how I see fit. That's more like it.
Yeah.
But then she has to become a real queen at the end.
I like, in terms of like the hat choosing, I could see something where I'm trying to think of what that is, because this is like this moment of like self-discovery. It's this moment of like taking this like plunge and like expressing yourself. Because I could see Bowser, it's like, yes, maybe it's a ceremony, right? Like, they are naming the new Peach.
Mm-hmm.
And from Bowser's point of view, he's like, perfect. Like, they're all in the big, like, you know, chapel, and I'm going to sneak in the back, and I'm going to steal all their gold. Mm-hmm. And it's like that classic, like, they got him and his little minions have all the gold, and they're leaving. And they've gone away with it. But they see something on the corner of his eye. And it says, crown's like, why do you need that crown? We got 1,000 crowns in these bags, Bowser. Like, let it go. But something's calling to him. He's like, oh, no, that crown looks... It's like, no, I got to try this thing on. I got to get this crown. And he puts
why do you
it
want
on.
That girl crown, Bowser?
Yeah, why do you want that girl crown, Bowser?
I don't know. There's something about it. I really
like
it.
The doors are closing, Bowser. He's like, nah, and he puts it on, and it's Bowsette. And I even like that when he, like, everybody's like, leaves him, and then the door closes, and then he's Bowsette, and he gets out. I like this initial discovery of, like, all of his, what are they called? Koopas.
Yeah,
like,
his Koopas
oh,
are like,
shit,
leave
Bowser.
Leave him. We gotta get out of here.
But then he comes back like, oh, shit, Bowser. And then what you do is you have the little toad come. He's like, all right, Princess Peach, time for the crown ceremony. And he goes in the bag. He's like,
the
oh,
royal
no.
armory.
Oh, our gold's gone. Who cares about the gold? Just get the crown. He's like, the crown's gone, too. And then little does Bowser realize that there's nothing they can do. Like, he's been chosen. Or now Bowsette has been chosen to be the new...
I guess, here's my question.
Yeah.
I don't want it to just be that Bowser steals the crown. And I like the idea that the crown chose her.
But but in terms of... because to me, it's like it's choosing him in the way of like... You know, it's like that calling. It's like you hear it and it looks.
It's the lady
like
in the lake. Right?
It's the lady in the lake. Like Excalibur doesn't literally fly out of the lake and stab and like fly at, you know, Arthur. It's like it chooses Arthur by calling. Arthur goes there and is chosen. Like, you know, it's like that's the difference. It's like
a handshake.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because I think you want that like initial. I think you want Bowser to kind of choose. Like right there, he's taking the plunge also. Like rather than the hat just like flies and attaches and they got no... choice, which again, I don't know what is the appropriate metaphor, but like whenever I think of fairy tales, when I think of something,
Sword in the Stone, it's like the kid gives an attempt to pull the sword.
Anytime in a story when something chooses something, it's that handshake, a good way to describe it. But yes, I like the structure of Bowser gets what he back in the day wanted, which is like ruling Mushroom Kingdom,
but at a cost.
And then
it's hard.
But I like this change of evolution. Like, at first, like, great, as you said, it's like, I'm the king, or I'm the queen. I'm Bowsette, I rule Mushroom Kingdom. She still acts like old Bowser in terms of selfishness and all this other stuff, but she's got this new fabulous, like, understanding of who she is, and she starts getting love and appreciate it, like, you know, and also responsibility. All these things change her into the best possible
version. Well, there's the fun side of things where it's like, all right, I guess all these Toad advisors have to walk, you know, the new princess through the process of ruling, and it's like all this stuff where it's like, well, this is the time of the morning where we listen to the citizen complaints for the next 4 hours, and Bowsette's like, screw that, I'm out of here, we're gonna go play tennis. But like, the kingdom falls apart because of that, right? There's definitely feels like the low point is like the kingdom's like the economy is in the worst place it's ever been, or whatever, right? Like, the point is, like, there's like the kingdom's falling apart, crime is rampant, feels like maybe there's another, you know, there's a rebellion of Toads coming after him, after her.
Well, the classic would be like, every morning Bowsette's like, give me my breakfast of 1,000 pigs or whatever, and then, you know, every morning it's like, this is the best, my queen life is my best life, and they're like, no, I'm gonna take a walk around the kingdom, and it's like, hey, why is everybody starving? And they're like, oh, well, we didn't tell you, but every time you order 1,000 pigs, like, it does come from these poor people, and they're like, oh, well, that sucks. And at first, like, she's like, you know, something's getting at her, but it takes time for her to change.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I see, like, again, like, I can see where you could do a classic hero or heroine's journey with this character once they get thrust into this position. And then also doing, I think there's also this parable of the townsfolk, aka her family, not accepting her at first.
Yes.
But then coming to accept her, right? And, like, that being on them. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I like is also the Koopas. Bowsette needs, like, this right-hand, like, whatever, right-hand minion.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that her past would not be accepting of who she is now. Like, when she starts becoming, like, less selfish and wanting to do things differently and more like Bowsette, they're like, you come on, Bowser. Like, he's like, my name's Bowsette. It's like, you used to dream of, like, ruling Mushroom Kingdom. Why are you
enslaving these Toads?
Yeah, why are you throwing parties for the Toads? And it's like, well, because, you know, they were nice to me, I should be nice to them, sort of thing. But it's like, it's all, yeah.
I do, okay, yes. That's all, there's something there. I like that.
What happened to Peach?
So here's the other thing. Yes. So this is the other thing. Peach, I was like, Mario. I don't. Yeah. And again, this metaphor at the, like, again, using this as a metaphor for, like, you know, like, for being trans, like, this is a Fabergé egg. You could drop this fucking thing and ruin it, like, very easily. Yes. And, like, again, we're going to fumble as we do this. Something that leapt out at me was, like, because I'm also like, why does she look like Peach? Right? Like, why does Bowsette look like Peach with horns? Right? Yeah. Is the twist, bear with me, like, as a sort of, like, in a Shrek kind of way, do you do that, like, Peach had a twin sister back in the day, but for whatever X, Y, and Z reason, they disguised her as, they hid her away, or, like, she got, you know what I mean? It's like that kind of thing. And, like, they made her look like Bowser, you know, as, like, to, like, you know, like, and then, like, this, the crown reveals who she truly is.
The rightful heir. Does that add, what does that add for you?
I'm just trying to get at, I was like, is that another layer of the, you know, like, to kind of, I also want to get down to, because I think the thing you get down to at the end of this is that she was Bowsette the entire time. That, like, Bowser was the, not the disguise, but that Bowser, this Bowser form was the, you know, like, so
Bowsette
speaking,
is her best self. I mean, I'd say Bowsette is her best self.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we all have the best possible version of ourselves.
Yeah, and
that
Bowsette has always been in there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, and even when she, you know, looked like Bowser, like, that this person was in there, that, you know, this beautiful princess was there.
I think
so I'm like, is there a way to tease that out a bit more explicitly in the, I guess you, but I mean,
I think you get it with, like, yeah, because I was just, it's, I think one of the cool things that's happened since Lukowski's is, like, you know, the kind of looking back at the Matrix, and again, the important thing is, like, the Matrix is all the metaphors there about transitioning and becoming your true self, but again, ultimately, like, the story, it's the metaphor is in there, but the story is not the metaphor. I think the core metaphor is strong.
I think the power cap sees who you truly are.
Yes.
Yes. And they sees who you truly are inside.
Yes. That would be, like, a thing at the end is, like, it's not like, yes, the lesson at the end would not be,
it doesn't transform you.
The power cap didn't change you. Like, right? It didn't change. Like, you were always in there. Like, this is always who you were. It's just, like, what you look mm-hmm. like now or anything is not... That's not what matters. What matters is who you were.
Okay, could you... Bear with me. Mm-hmm. Could you do that? And again, this is, like, I'm not saying that it was okay that Bowser kidnapped Peach. But could you do that? Like, getting into this with the character, could you do the reason Bowser was, like, kind of obsessed with Peach? And, like, why... Like, could you do that? Like, Bowser always saw Peach as what she wanted to be, right? And like that, you know, like that she she saw this person that, you know, like, in, you know, in a kind of weird way, looked up to her. I remember I had one of my friends, a gay friend, telling me about the first crush she had, mm-hmm. and it was Linda Hamilton in Terminator. Mm-hmm. And the way she expressed that crush when she was like, and she was like 8, right? So yeah. She didn't know, you know, like that she was gay, but she saw Linda Hamilton in Terminator with her fucking sunglasses and her jeans and her AK-47, mm-hmm. and it was this feeling that came out. I thought this was so beautiful. This feeling that came out is like, I want to be you. Mm-hmm. Like, that was what she felt. Like, it's like, I want to be you.
Yeah.
And so it's like, could you kind of get at a similar thing with Bowser and Peach? Like, that this is not the, you're subverting, like, what is kind of the traditional, I'm like, it's still, don't go kidnapping people, right? Like, respect people's boundaries.
Also Bowser starts as a the character is a flawed character.
Yeah.
Bowsette's a bad person.
But so again, like, imagine that if it were for Bowsette, it was like, I want to be you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was like that kind of expressed in this non-productive, problematic way. But if like that was at the core of that, and that's why when, and even in terms of like what the reconciliation with Peach would be, because Peach is like, why? Like, again, Peach is probably having a pretty tough time with this once Bowser, from her perspective, the guy who kidnapped her and put her through all this hell is, you know, becoming the new queen of the kingdom, right? Like that reconciliation, it feels like there's got, like you could get to that. Okay,
we should get into some of the plot specifics.
Okay, yes. All right.
What happens on a plot level when Bowsette?
Okay, so that seems like your inciting incident, right? Yes. So you do Act One. Bowser is up to
scheming.
Is again, you're going to steal the power cap, right? Or is going to pull this heist,
raid the treasury
while Princess Peach is making some announcement, right? And gets called to the power cap, transforms into Bowsette, right? And is then, and then what the queen is announcing, what Princess Peach is announcing, is that she's retiring, right? And that she's going to go be a simple supercar, supermodel, tennis bro, soccer champion,
and arena brawler. Don't forget. Yeah.
Can we do a thing that like Mario's only referred to as like Mr. Peach, like, and is only referred to as Peach's husband, like through the entire movie. So then you do, okay, so then there's a big flash of light, and then everyone's like, what's going on? And then it's like, oh my gosh, the power cap has chosen its next person, is chosen.
It's the equivalent of the smoke coming out of the Pope's house.
Yeah.
The Vatican.
The Pope's house.
The Pope's house.
He lives there, right?
So the purple smoke goes up, and it's so the cap has chosen Bowsette. By the wacky rules of the Mushroom Kingdom, Bowsette is now the queen, or is the new princess of the Mushroom Kingdom.
Who is the queen of the Mushroom Kingdom?
There's a King Toadstool, isn't there?
So there's a princess?
She's Princess Peach.
That's right. Point. Where's the who are the reigning monarchs?
I don't think there's a reference to a queen.
Maybe this power cap is to find the queen, and they've never... Like, so, like, I like that.
Mom?
Yes. Like, it's literally, wait, you're the queen now? And it's like, yeah, so I'm in, like, Bowsette's in charge of Peach. Peach is just the princess.
Oh.
There's always been this empty place on the throne because the wife died a long time ago.
And the king in his grief never activated this power to find a new wife. And Peach is, like, in deference to, you know, the family.
The king is getting ready to step down, and Princess Peach is about to become queen. And she's looking for a husband.
Oh my!
And then Bowsette puts on the power crown too late. Now Bowsette's queen.
Okay. Yes. No. I think. Oh no. But I like this idea that. Okay. So you do that. It's a matriarchy.
Yeah.
Right. And that it is the power cap. It is the queen's crown.
Yes.
That chooses the next ruler of the Mushroom Kingdom.
And the Mushroom,
Queendom, as it was originally called. And King Toadstool.
And the Mushroom King has never found somebody to replace his wife.
Yeah.
So the power cap's just sat there.
Well, yeah. And so then he's retiring to his life as a supermodel sports car driver. And then Princess Peach is like, finally, I'm going to be Queen Peach. Yes. Like, and I'm going to be in charge.
Yes.
And
Mario's like, well, Does that make
sense? Kind of sucks for Peach. Okay, so, but, like, yes. Okay, in theory, yes, you could do that. It is the cap is supposed to choose the next queen.
Yes.
And that Bowsette becomes the queen, right? And then Princess Peach is sworn to serve the queen, which would also drive her nuts.
Yes.
You've been trying to kidnap me for how many years?
Bowsette should definitely be like, I want you to call me mom. It's like, you're the queen. You're not my mom. Those aren't the two things. Like, you're calling me mom. It's like, no, I'm not calling you mom.
Okay, so Bowsette becomes queen.
Yes.
Or a princess. We'll figure it out later.
I like she becomes queen because I like that. I mean, obviously, Peach is going to be beholden to her regardless. But, yeah, there's also kind of like, I kind of like this, like, sadness of, like, this old dying king who's, like, you know, never released the throne and is finally stepping down, and Princess Peach is ready to go. And, yes, it does suck for Peach. Like, that's why it's a complication. Like, she's been doing her best. Like, she thinks, like, the
throne's
ready.
Well, then Peach becomes... So then I think Peach becomes the character... Because this is the other thing I was looking for. And I was like, is it Toad? Like, Peach becomes kind of her Jiminy Cricket, so to speak.
Yes.
Right? Because it's like, Peach knows... Peach has actually been running the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yes.
I feel bad for Peach. I feel like I'm trying to... We'll get to that in a second. But I like the idea that Peach is like, you have no idea what it takes to be a queen.
Yeah.
Like, you've been over there, and, you know, and she, again, like, Peach is still the one who's still calling her Bowser, right?
Yeah.
And, like, refuses to believe that this, like, what's going on here. But this, I don't know, maybe not.
Well, I like the idea, that Peach is like, fine, you think you can run this? I'm out. And then she's off doing her kart racing and her tennis playing, and then the kingdom
that's
falls
interesting.
Apart. And then Bowser's like, I need your help, and then comes back.
That's good. I actually like that.
I like
that's
that.
Better. Yes,
that's
yes.
Good.
That's better than Peach just being a jerk.
And like that's all the lore. I like that. She's doing Smash Brothers
and
Mario Kart.
You can have her be a, you know, a real, you know, is it dilettante? I don't know if that's the right word, but just, you know, like a jet setting cool, like, where's Peach now? Like, she even is that in the Odyssey games. She's constantly just like on this trek and adventuring out. She's like, whatever.
Okay,
fine.
Okay, well, I'm gonna lean over the edge here and
come out here on the limb with me,
yeah,
Matt.
I'll come out on the limb.
I wish you would.
But this just comes,
that limb,
this comes just
friend.
Comes from my romantic soul, where I just think everybody needs love. And can you do that? Because yes, it is. But can you do, like, at the end, it's also like, who says we need a king and a queen? Let's just have two queens. And it's also part of this is Peach and Bowsette coming together and realizing, like, as she starts helping, it's like, Bowsette, I feel like at the moment, Bowsette would step down. Like, the end of the moment is like, I am who I am, but you know what? You know, I'm not a queen. Like, I am Bowsette. Like, I've discovered myself, but I should be ruling this kingdom. You should be ruling this kingdom. And then Peach would be like, I don't want to rule this kingdom without you. And then you're like, oh, like, Peach.
I'll do you one better. Peach and Bowsette are
queen and queen of Mushroom Queendom.
I'll do you one better. It's a poly relationship, because both of them clearly, canonically, want to fuck Mario. Queen wants to bone down on that Italian man. Bowser has been, that tension is so thick in those games that I can barely get through them. So they both turn to Mario, and Mario goes, wah! And then that's a cut.
I think canonically it's become very clear that Mario's way more into Peach than the other way around. I think the way you do that by the end is at the end, it's like, they're like, Mario, did you hear what happened? And then they're like, the two queens would like to have called for you. And Mario's like, oh. And he's straightening his tie. Time to walk.
Da.
And like, ha-ha, and he comes in, and then it's like, there's a leak in the sink, and he fixed that. It's like,
I will say, even looking at, so the original comic, which is that Peach leaves them both at the altar, and then Bowser, like, Mario's sad, Bowser's sad, and then Bowser's got the crown, and then he and Mario show up to Peach's tennis match, right?
Yeah.
Or the Bowsette and Mario show up to Peach's tennis match. Like, that's pretty clearly a plan for both of them to make Peach jealous. Like, I don't think that that's like Bowsette wants to bone Mario. I feel like that's like Bowsette wants to make Peach jealous.
No, I'm not referring to original comic. I'm referring to the canon of all the games where, like, Bowser's like, ooh, yeah, hit me. Ooh, yeah, grab me by the tail and swing me around. Like, Was it just me?
Mom, don't listen to this episode.
You're the thirsty boy this episode, Freddy.
Thirsty. We found Freddy's brew.
I'm now thinking back of all the times I played Mario games with you. who was your first video game crush?
Let's be honest. My first video game crush was a Solid Snake.
I mean, I think
that was a real I want to be you situation.
Lara Croft. I was
gonna
say, I'd say the first time it was those. And I forget. There was a stand-up comic that mentioned this, and I laughed way too hard. Where even Ashley looked at me, she's like, "Why did that joke resonate so hard with you?" Was the elves or the fairies in Ocarina of Time.
Wait, like the big crazy ladies?
Yeah, the big crazy ladies that come out of the pond and they're scantily clad for a Nintendo boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that does Peach and Bowsette coming together to be two Queens of the
let's before we get into that, let's get into so this is a story. This is like your classic, like a king for a day, a queen for a day type story, right? Like this is Bruce Almighty, where like all Bowsette has ever really wanted was to rule the Mushroom Kingdom, and now she does, right? And so where do you go from there?
Yes.
Essentially. What's... First of all, it strikes me that you could do there is a lieutenant in or there's a new bad guy in the bad guy kingdom or whoever the bad guy army is, right?
Yes.
Like who turn it's like what the fuck? Like again, as Bowsette starts to become a kinder queen, right? Like and is not persecuting and punishing the denizens of the mouse the Mushroom Kingdom.
Power vacuum, baby.
Power vacuum, like someone else is gonna take over that bad guy army, right? Mm-hmm. Or something like that. So that strikes me as a potential source of conflict. Again, I like the idea of an arc of acceptance for the Mushroom Kingdom, you know, that they're like, who, like, this is, but it's Bowser. I don't know. Maybe not.
Bowser
like,
Jr.
Bowser Jr. definitely does not accept new Tad at first. This is about a lesson of Bowser Jr. coming. Okay. Yeah, like, who doesn't accept Bowsette? Well, almost everybody.
The other thing is, the other thing I don't want to do is drag this into, like, that they are explicitly not accepting Bowsette because they're transphobic. Like seems like a fucking drag for this, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think that. I think the plot definitely makes it that I think the Mushroom Kingdom's not accepting of Bowsette because Bowsette was fucking Bowser and is not Peach and is abdicating the throne and is also being a
selfish.
We're
not abdicating, but stealing the throne and has a history of crimes against the Mushroom Kingdom.
All right, forgetting that. Forgetting the. You getting this? Like, I don't like this. The other thing that straight people always want to fucking do with a queer story is make it about straight people dealing with the fact that gay people exist. Like, just make this Bowsette story. Like, I don't think you need to like make this whole thing a parable for this other.
No,
part
it's
of
not.
It.
Yeah, so you know on I mean? A but. On okay, yes. I think you're bringing every... We have to figure out the plot, and we have to accept that everything's going to have some sort of coding to it, but the plot demands, and this is not about a straight person dealing with it, the plot demands that if they are going to be king for the day, queen for the day, the first conflict is the people you rule do not accept you.
Yes,
because
exactly.
Of your qualities or your past. And in this case, Bowser is explicitly the bad guy at the beginning.
Okay.
He is the person that everybody hates and is constantly trying to disrupt the Mushroom Kingdom.
So, all right. Bowsette. What is Bowsette? What is her first decree? What does she want now that she's queen, right? It's like she has been chasing this her whole life and never really thought she was going to get it. And now she's got it. And now you have a kind of a what now question, right? Like, I'm queen of the Mushroom Kingdom. Everything, like, you know, the subjects must obey my every demand. Like, is she going to build a big statue to herself? Is she going to throw a rager? Like, what's her...
Like, it feels like the first step is going to be a bunch of iron-fisted things that...
Is she planning her coronation ceremony? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, could you do that, like, as far as a queen thing to do? Like, she's throwing a big party for herself.
Big decadent party. There's like, but there's in the midst of economic crisis. Right?
Yeah, well, again, that's like if you were going to do like, all right, so yes, if you were going to do that, sweet, she wants to throw this huge party, like her, you know, to mark her glorious reign, right? And this is again, all she's really wanted at the end of the day was to be loved the way Peach is loved, you know, like, and again, like that, you know, that she has wanted this acceptance, right? Because you know, over in Bowser Land, like it's, you know, you rule by an iron fist, it's kill or be killed, right? And like you're, you know, always watching out for your back. And again, it's like being on a pirate ship, right? Like, no one trusts anybody, there is no love, there's only fear. And so now she wants to be loved, right? And, you know, like the, but she's taking it in this way that is like, you know, I'm going to throw this huge rager for myself, right? And it's like the,
I can see the idea because, like, when you think about that, it's ultimately about love. I think about, like, what do most of these dictators end up doing at a certain point? I can see that maybe the kind of progression once they get there is like, yes, Bowsette's making a giant monument. Like literally even like enslaving the toads to build this monument to her greatness. Mm-hmm. And that is like something that's kind of tracking because it is. It's like they want is right. It's like the feeling like if there's a big monument to me, then people will love me. Like I will, even when I die, there'll be this legacy and people will look up and love Bowsette. And it's like, that's obviously the way you get people to love you is
To be
kind, to be a good person, and and also just do it. You can't do something to make people love you. People either love you or they don't.
Well, it'd be like every year, it'd be like, yo, every year, like when we would throw the party for Peach, like we would throw the party for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because she did stuff throughout the year to prove she was a good queen.
Yeah,
she was a good ruler.
She never made monuments to herself. Like, people made stuff sometimes.
Yeah, like be the change you want to see in the world or whatever. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you got Act 1 ends in... Bowsette's the power heist, cat moment. The act one ends with this transformation, right? And so now she's Bowsette. She's, you know, so then I feel like act two is this what now thing, yeah. right? Like the, you know, first of all, people are going to be like, well, she can't be queen. She's Bowser, you know? Yeah. And then the power cap sees who you truly are on yeah. the inside, right? And so I think even maybe you do, rather than, again, like Peach being petulant or whatever, Peach is like the power cap chose you for a reason.
Yeah.
Like the, so let's see what you got, right? Mm-hmm. So it's okay.
It's a
so,
bunch of bad policies.
Yeah, I feel like Mario is straight up being like, we gotta kill Bowser.
we gotta kill Bowser, right? Yeah, yeah. Mario is the incel bro yes, the story, yes. of course. Mario's like, the antagonist, yeah.
We gotta kill Bowser. It's Bowsette. It's like, yeah, yeah. It's Bowser to me. I'm gonna kill Bowser.
Well,
Bowser
yeah, you do like
the, can't be the queen of this place.
We're gonna do the it's like in Last Jedi with Poe, where Poe yes. doesn't want to take orders from a woman or whatever, yeah. like the or like whatever they were trying to do there. yeah, because you know Bowser's his arch nemesis, and he's like, this is all some scheme or something like that.
That's not Bowsette under there, it's Bowser in disguise.
Yeah, so then you would do that Peach, before Peach leaves on her supercart Mario supermodel
world tour, her
Grand Slam tennis Smash Bros Ultimate Fighting Tournament, you know, vacation. she tells Mario, because Mario's like Mamma Mia, I can't believe you're leaving, and now the Bowsette's in charge. How can you leave? You're the princess of the kingdom. She's yeah. like, he's like, Mario, the cap chose her for a reason. You better be nice to the new queen.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the rules around here. And yes. it's like, don't go starting any fights with Bowsette
or any
gone.
Revolutions yeah. with the Toad army.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, for sure. Not going to start an underground resistance. For sure, for sure, for sure. And then the second she's guys like, all right, guys, what are we doing? Right?
Yeah, the moment Bowsette is sitting there on her throne and it's like, I wonder how I can terrorize people today. And then you see, like, a little green pipe appear behind her.
Like out of focus in the background.
Peers out. Yeah, okay. So, yes, Mario's trying to assassinate Bowsette.
Yeah, or trying to get the trying to knock the power cap off
yes,
her head.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Like that's the like, and that's like all these Wile E. Coyote things of like how he's trying to knock the crown to steal the crown back because he thinks there must have been some mistake.
Okay, this ignoring the I don't know. Sorry, I don't know how this works as a metaphor. But I guess at the moment, if okay.
forget the metaphor for just,
okay, because yeah. you're saying that if you take off the crown, he turns back to Bowser, is what you were saying.
Yeah,
that would be the implication. Can you do then at the end he? Bowsette relinquishes the crown to give to Peach. She takes off the crown and
she's
she
still Bowsette.
She's still yes. Bowsette. Bowsette was in
there
all along.
Yeah, exactly. I actually think that's great. I was okay. having the same thought when you said that.
Cool.
And I think that, yes, that is the scheme.
Yeah.
Is that
and then she
they
it
all
to,
think, yes.
She
yes.
gives it to Peach and then Bowsette's about to leave and Peach is like, where are you going? It's like, I need somebody to help me run this place. Like, I want you here. Like, yeah, you're not the queen. Like, I'm the queen, but you're,
oh, you know what you
you're
can
incredible.
Do?
Like, you're my right hand person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you do
it definitely when, implied that they love each other.
Because when Bowsette takes off the crown, you then only shoot it or you only like render it, I guess, because this is definitely a CG movie, but you only render it and it's like just the shadow silhouette still looks like it just looks like Bowser, and then you're like, oh, he's back, she changed back, and then you're like, nope, it's just a silhouette.
Because it's like Mario disguised himself. Mario disguised himself as a Koopa to like get in there. So then you see this spiky shell and like the whole.
Well, no. So the Bowsette renderings do have her with the shell still.
Oh, the ending. Okay, the ending. If the whole time Mario was trying to kill her by like laying all these pipes and underground resistance, the ending is yes, he hears, oh, Bowsette and Peach want to he see you. He's like, all right, maybe this didn't work out Mario's way. Mario's a piece of shit. He's walking, and he's walking up, and then it's like, oh, yes, you two want to see me? And he's like, yeah, you laid a shitload of pipe underground. We need you to repair all that plumbing you broke. And then it's just Mario's a plumber.
Like, oh, man.
Oh, man. And now it's just underneath the castle. Yeah.
And they're like, yo, Luigi, get in here for that three-way.
Yo, Luigi, get in here. Bring all your buds.
Mario on the way out with his, like, plumber's tools passes Luigi. He's like, I already took care of it. He's like, that's not what I'm going here for.
Mario,
and then Luigi, as he's closing the door, gives a little wink, like a, yeah, Mario, and a little mushroom shape, and then a little mushroom shaped silhouette just goes and closes on his eye as he winks.
Mario's walking down the corridor, and it's just all these toads with like masks on, like straight from Eyes Wide Shut, and he's like. He's walking, and then they're all toads, and then one of them is tall and is clearly Luigi. And he turns and looks at Luigi, like glasses.
All right,
Luigi, is that you?
Enough. Anyways, let's get this out of the locker room for a second.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Here's this is gonna be lame and maybe more fitting of like a 30 minute like cartoon.
Go for it.
Let's say it was yes. Bowsette is making this monument, and the first problem is that It's whatever.
Oh, a cake. It's always cakes, right? It's like Princess Peach builds cakes, right? She bakes cakes.
Okay, he wants. Yeah, that works. So Bowsette wants this. That's even more cute. So
how she funded her cart.
Wants the largest cake in the shape of Bowsette for himself.
Yeah, yeah.
For herself. So what you would do is there's this, as Bowsette's struggling with, you know, her new, you know, compassion and all this stuff, mm-hmm. is the, I feel like the ending sacrifice is going to be, there's some problem that requires the destruction of the cake to save the kingdom, essentially, like before it's built, like Bowsette's willing to, it's like, and then of course what happens is everybody comes with, you know, a thank you afterwards, and that's more important than whatever this big monument was.
You almost starved us and destroyed the kingdom, and at the end you decided to do the bare minimum.
Yeah, actually, that's what she thinks. Actually, everybody's like, yeah, fuck you, Bowsette. That's the least you could have done. That's fair.
Okay, all right. So circle around this. Okay, so I like that there's a crisis brewing to the west in Bowser, ex-Bowser land. Now it's now like Ludwig Koopa land or whatever. Yeah. And they're going to attack. And I like that within, Mario has formed a resistance to Bowsette. Mm-hmm. Bowsette is trying to rule the Mushroom Queendom. What is her goal before, like, okay, so again, like we talked about that she wants, it's, you know, she wants love, she yeah. wants you know, that again, like every year, like she again, like that there's a sort of acceptance, right, that she's looking for. And so like then at first, like, do you do like, okay, so she's queen now, do you do like, how does she feel about the fact that nobody likes her, right?
I think at first she doesn't give a shit.
Okay, right. So at first she's just enjoying
yes.
the riches of being queen.
And,
so
there's, and then there's going to be that moment.
Zooming around, raising
yes,
hell.
Yes, having a grand old time.
Yeah, like, but then that gets boring,
yes,
right?
Yeah, that gets boring. And then there's the realization.
And then she realizes that everyone
it's causing
her.
Destruction. Yeah, realizes, it's causing destruction.
Yeah. She realizes that the people, the toads that are driving her around and doing stuff all have frowns on their faces, and they smile when Peach shows up. Mm-hmm. And realizing, like, yes, these people do what they want, what she says, because she demands it, not because they want to. And whereas they all love, right, they all love Peach still. They all love people who
I
are
mean, there
nice.
Might be, there might be a good sort of like breaking point realization where it's like a toad, an underground toad resistance led by Mario attempts to assassinate her. And it's like, why did they want to kill me though?
Okay. Do you do like, all right, that seems to like, all right, so she has this moment where she realizes nobody likes her.
Yeah. Real let them eat cake moment.
Well, yeah, no, but like, do you do like, is this cake like for the people? Right, like, but she's building this gigantic cake, and she's still not understanding it. Right, yeah, like she's still about being better than Peach. Or do you do like she's like, all right, fine, I'll go on some quest to like win their approval or whatever. Like, do they do? Does she do that? Does she? I'm just like, because again, like I like the big picture concept of the journey, which is that she has wanted this thing her whole life, and then she's going to get it, and then she's going to, but that's not going to be enough to satisfy her because like she has other problems, right? That have to do with the fact that she's a selfish jerk, and she needs to really look deeper within and understand why the cap chose her and become. To truly become Bowsette, right?
Yes.
Again, like, it feels like there would be something she wants to do to get everyone's love.
Yes.
And then she's going to do that, and then it's going to cause... That's your midpoint. And then it causes these horrible consequences.
Yes.
That is then going to be the real test of, like, she has to step up. And, like, you know, like, actually, you know, be selfless or something like that.
Yes. What does Bowsette truly care about? Like, I was like wondering, like, do you do that Bowser want... Again, because like, so much of those games are like Bowser wants to marry Peach.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I like your thing that's actually because deep down he really admires... Or yeah, she really admires
Peach. She really admires her, yeah. Like, that you would do...
Again, that often that would be... If it was like a romance movie, then it would be... The moment that Bowsette realizes that the reason she was often kidnapping Peach was not out of... Not it wasn't for the throne because she has a throne and she's still not fulfilled.
Yeah, so yeah. You had a throne the whole time.
Yeah. So it's not that. It's that she wanted to be Peach. She loved Peach, which is really her loving herself. And you may not even you don't even necessarily have to end it when they get married so much as that realization and they are friends. You know, or you make them.
Well, okay. Can I throw this at you then? Does that need to be the like the end of the movie? Can you do, bear with me, like, could you do, like, a turn, like, your Act 3 turn is, like, well, what did Peach do? Well, Peach did good deeds for, like, a gang. Because it would be, like, she throws her royal coronation party, and everyone's miserable, right? And she's like, what the fuck?
Okay, bear with me. I think I have it. Because I was like, okay, well, Peach gets kidnapped. It's like, I don't want to fish Peach. But here's what you do. Mario, even though Mario's a little jerk, it'd be the realization, because then once Bowsette realizes that she loves Peach, and Peach is the person she always wanted to be or whatever, she also has to, it's also about accepting who Peach is. And Peach, despite him being a little jerk, Peach loves Mario, right? Mario and Peach are together. Mario gets kidnapped. And the realization is when Bowsette risks everything, including her throne. In fact, you would have to do like for whatever reason, she's got to take off the power cap to save Peach, to save Mario, whatever. But she does it because she loves Peach. She does what's right because she knows, and she admires Peach. And Peach was like, no, wait, you were the great person all along. I want you to be happy. And they go, Mario's for the one fridged. Bowsette goes and fights Fawful or whoever, saves Mario, brings Mario back. Peach is so thankful. They have a loving goodbye. And then Bowsette's like, here's the crown. You know, you two deserve it. And takes it off. And she's still Bowsette. And she's still who she was all along. She's become fulfilled.
And she can do the, I have my own kingdom to run, you know? Yeah.
And then Mario's like, me. And she's like, look, Mario, I really like you, but I'm not ready to get married, so you're not king yet. Hey, Peach, you want to be my right? Hey, Bowsette, you want to be my right-hand gal for now? She's like, yeah, sure,
I don't think has to be. I guess the only thing I would say is I don't think that it has to be about that. Oh, Peach really loves, she loves Peach, and Peach really loves Mario, so I'm going to do that. I think it can be that, again, it's the Mushroom Kingdom loves Mario.
Yeah, that's
like,
right. Again, yeah,
the
right.
Mushroom Kingdom's the ones
like
in the story, right?
Peach and Bowsette showing up in the end. But yes, Mario was misguided, but Mario, you know, is still important. And yeah, I mean, Peach loves Mario, like, in terms of, like, she loves Mario. Mario's great, you know.
Great jump guy.
Jump
he's super
man.
Good at jumping,
yeah,
and his plumbing is 4.5 stars
Bowsette
on Yelp.
And Peach end up together.
Okay, yeah. Okay. To attempt more of a solve. Act one. Bowser is raiding the castle. You have the moment with the power cap. She becomes Bowsette. Everyone's freaking out. Princess Peach, they're like, Princess Peach, you got to do something. You can't let this happen. Princess Peach is like, the power cap is wise and all-knowing. We all need to heed its wisdom. Yeah. Bowsette, congratulations, you're the new queen. Mario,
fuck that.
Mario, do not start a guerrilla resistance with Donkey Kong.
Mario's
guerrilla resistance.
yes!
Nice. DK, we need to do a guerrilla fighting.
DK comes
in
there like,
just the guy.
Fucking Che Guevara. They all have DK shirts. Okay, so...
it's just like it's the Che Guevara shirt, but like a picture
DK,
of Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Can we sell that shirt? That'd be a very good shirt. Holy all right. Shit. You would do that. Okay, all right. Shut up. Okay, so then, yeah. So then Bowsette is like, fucking party time. I'm the queen now, everyone. And like, she's, you know, fucking hell raising and trying to have a good time. But everyone hates her guts, right?
Yes.
And she's like, why doesn't everyone love me? I'm the fucking coolest queen ever. Like, I'm fucking throwing parties. I'm, you know, like fucking, you know, building cool statues
she
to myself.
She throws parties 24/7. And then it's like, I don't get it. It's awesome. It's like, because everybody has to work the next day. You're forcing everybody to hang out with you and party. And then they work
in the
mines for 12.
Yeah.
You don't
listen. Just like, no, I think I need to build an even bigger cake. I think that's the problem. Like, Peach built cakes. I'm going to build you guys even bigger cakes.
We all have diabetes now.
What if you were to do that? She's like, the problem is Mario. She finds out about Mario's underground resistance. And she's like, Mario's such a fucking pain in the ass. I gotta get him out of my hair. Everyone, he's causing problems for me. Like, then they can't see how great I am because Mario's poisoning their ear, right? Yes. And so then she maybe, like, no, she orchestrates Mario's disappearance. Maybe?
I like a little bit of isn't it like, what's that movie where like the two couples start fighting? But I like a little bit, like, yes, you get a little bit of Peach's trying to kill Mario. Trying to kill Bowsette, I mean. And then, yes, I think ultimately...
Wait, trying to kill... Oh, Bowsette's trying to kill Mario?
Yeah, Mario's trying to kill Bowsette. And then, yes, I think what she does goes too far. And, yes, they... About Mario, Luigi, and all the boys of Mushroom Kingdom are given to Fawful or whatever, and Peach has gone. Bowsette's gone to
Fawful. What are you?
Fawful.
It's not falafel.
It's Fawful. Fawful is from. It's another Mario bad guy. Is this guy
or here? Just do
this
Wario?
Like the big wizard or something. Fawful. All right. Fawful. It's
No, even Wario and Lulu and Waluigi. All the boys are kidnapped. Bowser's killed all the beloved
I think
characters.
Wario and Waluigi we pick up from the last movie and they're her bodyguards or something like that.
Actually, that would be a pretty good tie-in is that he's like, yes, I got rid of Mario and Luigi. He's like, no, you got rid of Wario and Luigi.
Wario and Waluigi?
Damn it! They look so similar. They're like, really?
They don't at all.
She's like, lizards are colorblind. What can I tell you? So you would do that... All right, so yes, it's like when Woody knocks Buzz over the edge of the cliff, right? Like she arranges a little accident for old Mario, right? Yes. And then the Mushroom Kingdom is distraught,
yes,
right? And then you would do, like, because of how sad the Mushroom Kingdom is, like, some sadness monster is going to destroy the Mushroom Kingdom. I'm throwing a sadness monster in at the last minute.
Here, I'll just say, it's just the pipes start leaking. Mario's the plumber of Mushroom Kingdom.
Yes, perfect. Yes. The pipes are leaking, right? Yes. So now the whole kingdom is going to sink underwater, right?
Yes.
So then she's got to go save, and then really, and you know, in like the, she's also realizing, like, what am I doing, right?
Yeah.
Like, why, what is, like, what's going on? So she has her long dark night of the soul moment when she realizes, like, no, despite everything I've done, like, I got rid of Mario and they hate me even more. They don't even know, like, you know, that I'm responsible for getting rid of Mario.
Yeah.
But, like, again, like, she trades Mario to Fawful or whoever our bad guy is.
Yeah.
King Koopa. Not King Koopa. She's King Koopa. Or she was King Koopa.
Fawful.
So she is going to, now she has to rescue Mario.
Yes.
She has to undo what she did. You know, like, I think she has that moment with Peach, right? Like, she goes and finds Peach and is like, what do I, like, I need your help. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then you have that heart to heart with Peach. And, like, I think maybe the reason I always wanted to capture you, because I always wanted, I just wanted
even
to
do
be
her
you.
Old minions who respected her don't want, goes like, well, we're not going with you to save Mario. And she's got nobody. And she's like, well, I guess I'll do it on my own. And Peach is the one person who comes with her to go save Mario.
Yeah.
That's being like, oh, Peach is a good
person. Peach gives her wand.
Yeah.
So she's like, you know, you're going to need a Glock at your side if you're going to do that or whatever. So you get some magical, she gets a magical boon from Peach, right? Who's like the, like, I think you're finally ready to know what, you know, like, being a princess is all about. And princess not being a metaphor for femininity, but a metaphor for, like, being a good leader here. Because, it's about learning, that other side of it. You're ready to be a leader.
Yeah.
You know, you're ready to, you know, be a hero. So then your climax is she goes to rescue Mario. Mario is at the swimming meet and Rival High is about to win. So yeah, she goes to rescue Mario.
Yes.
And she is going to, maybe she needs Luigi's help. I don't know what you do. But you, so then you do, she saves the day. Princess Peach comes back from her vacation. I think, no, you know what? No, that's not, I think the low moment is taking the crown off and giving it to Princess Peach.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, rather than play that turn at the end, like, the, play that turn, that's the thing that kicks you into the final act. We always talk about the climax being like, they've learned the lesson, now can they hold true to the lesson, right? So I think doing that moment of, like, it feels like her low moment would be, I'm not...
Does she turn back into
Bowser? No, she doesn't. That's the point, because Princess Peach is like, look, you, like, the power cap showed you who you truly were. It's up to you to live up, it's up to you to live up to that now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that could maybe be a better moment there, turning into your final act, as opposed to... the last image.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. What's the last? I think you can do the low moment is not necessary. I think the low moment would be if she cares about Peach, it would actually be Peach being disgusted with what the realization that she lost Mario and is like, get out of here. In fact, it'd be the low moment is also Peach being like, I don't care about the power cap or the rules anymore. You're banished. And then she's lost everything. And she's like, no, what? The right thing to do is still save Mario. Because I think this moment where she is who she is still is like your, I feel like that is like her.
I guess the only thing is, I'm like, can you do like the after the climax, after she's done everything, she makes this choice, like, I am not worthy of this. I want to go back to being Bowser. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's essentially what that moment is. Like, taking the hat off
is thinking
she's going to... But that doesn't feel like a noble sacrifice moment. That just feels like... That feels like a moment of deep self-doubt. That doesn't feel like a moment of, like, I've gone through this incredible arc.
It's not
self-doubt.
It's I think we're getting caught up on the metaphor of how the crown would work exactly or what that would be. But yes, more or less, the low point being that she doesn't believe she deserves to be Bowsette anymore. And then decides to go save Mario.
Okay. All right. So going into the trailer, here's what we've got. Act one, you have this big ceremony going on. Princess Peach is going to make this announcement that she's stepping down and she's going to retire. They're going to find the new queen of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bowser is up to hijinks in heisting the royal vault and gets summoned by the crown, who transforms her into Bowsette.
Yes.
And then your second act is this whole big panic. What the hell? Bowser's the new king now? It's like, no, this is Bowsette. Like, the, you know, everyone. Once, you know, Mario's throwing a fit about, and Peach is like, you guys got to recognize the power cap knows what it's doing. It has seen something in Bowsette, and, you know, congratulations, Bowsette, the kingdom is yours, right? Bowsette proceeds to live out her the fantasies she dreamed of while she was ruling the Bowser Kingdom or whatever. That, yeah, you know, she's raising hell, throwing parties, and, you know, she's trying to just have fun and, you know, kick ass and have a good time, right? Like, I'm finally, like, I spent all this time trying to get here, now I finally got it, I'm going to celebrate. And then she finds out that she's unhappy, she's dissatisfied. And then she also finds out that nobody likes her. No one thinks she's as good as Peach. She's like, what? That's bullshit. I'm twice a freaking Queen Peach was. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, I'm going to, I'll prove it to you guys. I'm going to build the biggest cake anyone's ever seen. And she's trying to build this cake. Meanwhile, Mario keeps sabotaging her. She blames Mario for all of her problems. So she goes and hunts down Mario and arranges for a little accident for our Italian plumber friend and turns him over to Fawful. This, I don't know even what Fawful is. He's like a little wizard or something.
A wizard who causes chaos.
So she makes a deal with a wizard who causes chaos. Like Fawful here being like the anti-Jiminy Cricket, this metaphor. Yeah. This Fawful is like a Grima Wormtongue whispering to Bowsette's heart, being like, they'll never accept you. You'll never be as good as Peach, blah, 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 blah. And like feeding on that side of her to try to steer her astray so that he can enact his plan to take over the Mushroom Kingdom, right? He needs Mario for his spell he's going to perform. So she gets rid of Mario. The kingdom is super sad. The pipes are leaking. She realizes that, you know, she, like, you know, like, people even feel even worse. Like, she, you know, the day of her huge cake party, like, no one even wants to eat it, and they're all disgusted with her, right? For being a shitty queen. And so then in her low moment, she has this long dark night of the soul where I think she has to realize, you know, that she, again, like, it is, there's some deeper meaning to being a queen, and she gets that from Peach, you know, like, about selflessness and service and all of that stuff. And she's like, that's what, and that's who you truly are, right? Like, you are a good person underneath everything. This is born out of love and out of a desire for love, and that the way you get love is to give love, like, and that you have to, like, you know, this isn't about showing everyone that you're cool, but be vulnerable, and, you know, like, the, or X, Y, and Z, whatever. And so then the end of the movie is her rescuing Mario for the good of the kingdom, and she and Peach get married, and then Mario gets called in thinking he's gonna have a three-way, and then he has to fix
do the plumbing.
Do the plumbing.
He thinks he's gonna lay some pipe, and then he has to go lay pipe.
Nice. Well, that's the movie. When we come back, the trailer.
I'm Bailiff Jesse Thorne, and justice is within your reach.
My mom refuses to take my phone calls.
My boyfriend says I should take our cats with me to graduate school, but I think he should keep them.
In the court of Judge John Hodgman, justice rules.
My partner's board game collection is out of control.
My sister won't stop stealing my clothes.
I'm Judge John Hodgman. I'm tough, but fair. I'll bring you justice, and I'm only a click away.
Tipping, automotive etiquette, siblings, roommates. If you've got a case, go to MaximumFun.org/JJHO. Judge John Hodgman is tough, but fair. Subscribe to the podcast today.
Judge John Hodgman rules. That is all.
And now, a Story Break movie trailer.
Mushrooms Lakitus. I, Princess Peach, am retiring to pursue my career as a race car driving, cage fighting, pro golfing tennis champion.
When a kingdom loses its princess.
All right, Goombas, we got the gold. Now let's get out of...
Wait a minute. That crown.
Boss, is that you?
You can call me Bowsette.
A new queen shall rise.
Attention, Mushroom Kingdom. I, Bowsette, am your new queen. Now throw me a party and bake me a big-ass cake.
I've got work in the morning.
A plumber will become a villain.
It's a time for some guerrilla warfare. Right, Donkey Kong?
Okay.
Mario? I hate that guy. He's all yours, Fawful.
And a hero will come out of her shell.
Boss, the war pipes are leaking. We're all gonna die.
Ah, I suck at this. I don't deserve to rule.
No, Bowsette. This is who you were born to be. The crown chose you to rule because you rule.
Oh my gosh. You're right.
Now get out there and save that plumber.
Hail to the queen, baby.
Bowsette, a story break movie coming to a kingdom near you.
Hey, what a trailer!
Woo!
That's right.
I thought that was a super Mario trailer.
Hey.
Nice.
Hey, and also, real quick, thank you to Penny Parker and Beth May for helping us provide voices for that trailer. You can hit Penny up. Penny's actually was a name we used in a previous episode.
She was the heroine of Limo Scream, I believe.
Yeah.
What a great episode of Limo Scream.
Oh, great. Go ahead and check that one out. But you can check out Penny's Twitter at SnapsCube. And Beth is over at Hey Beth May. So thanks, both of you, for helping us out on that trailer. Will, how about that fan art? How's that doing in the fan art corner over there?
The fan art corner is doing great, Freddie. We got a couple of really wonderful pieces of fan art this week. So special thanks to William Jordan for tweeting a really creepy tearjerker poster with a really spooky mask on it. Very creepy for your Halloween delights. And then we also got an awesome piece of Save the Cat art from Kyle Brockhurst. It's like this really wonderful caricature drawing of the main characters in Save the Cat chasing that wacky cat into the pool. The Pope's blown his whistle. So thanks very much to Kyle
for
that.
I love the art style.
Yeah, that made me really sad that we didn't do as much with the Pope. The Pope is definitely the centerpiece of that work of art.
Hey, you know, just something that crossed my mind, fellas, just that now that we're here looking at each other and talking to each other. Matt was talking about Funko Pops. Do you think they're ever going to do a Funko Pop with the three of us?
A story break Funko Pop?
Yeah, what do you think?
I don't give it away. We can't announce it yet.
Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Keep an eye out for our exclusive story break, New York Comic Con exclusive Funko Pops. Just the three of us with mics and plastic dead beady eyes staring into your soul, coming soon to a Target or Walmart near you. So that's going to do it for us. Thank you again to Cameron Covell for slicing and dicing both this podcast and the trailers. I should note that Cameron's workload
has, like...
need to
thank him twice. The trailer's part of the podcast.
I'm just saying that his workload
is
definitely...
Cam, you do fine at the one job you have, which is do everything on this podcast.
Cam is like the fifth Beatle. You know, who was the Beatles producer that was like... Everyone's like, he was the Beatle that they don't credit enough. Like the guy, the George Martin, was that their producer who did all the...
The world may
Yoko?
Never know.
I wasn't thinking of Yoko Ono, but I definitely think Yoko Ono is super underrated.
Yep.
Anyway, one final thanks to Penny Parker and to Beth May for helping us out with that trailer. Really made our day to get those awesome voices in there.
And of course, thank you to MaximumFun.org for having us on their .org podcast network.
Their podcast.organization.
Nice. So until next week, folks, people
like
our podcast.
Going into a Bullseye interview, I know that it's somebody who does amazing work, but it's an actual conversation, and you know, sometimes it gets real.
No, but my mother, I remember when I got... This is going to become a therapy session very quickly.
Does that make sense? I feel like I'm in therapy.
That was a great interview.
Bullseye. Creators you know, creators you need to know. Find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Time
works
like
a
broken
clock
if
you
shit
on
the
only
part
that
you
use.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
The secret is out. I, Open Mike Eagle, officially had a wrestling match. And on the next Tyson Fights, I'm talking all about it. From the rap battles that got us started.
Open Mike, you ain't ready.
Oh, really?
You cold like some spaghetti.
And to how I hurt myself in ways I didn't know I could. That day and the day before, I got so many texts from people who really care about me who were like, please don't break your neck. The only place you can get the full story is on the newest episode of Tights and Fights. Find it on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.